318-602.
Go ahead.
So I'm reading about the D168 UV, and they've got a comparison side by side with the 878 UV 2 Plus or whatever. And it's almost like this is a simplified version with a couple of new features and then the reduction of a couple other features. Like it's got what they're calling QDC 1200 signaling, and I'm assuming it's supposed to be a spinoff of MDC 1200. It's got noise reduction. It doesn't do GPS or Bluetooth, but then it says satellite, so I'm not sure what the heck they mean by that.
Yeah, I didn't dive into it, but I was probably well at some point, but it was interesting that they listed that as a key feature. Yeah, I figured it was like a thinned out model of the 878.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me as well. It records as well, digital or analog recording for 4 hours, so maybe you put an SD card in it or something like that. I guess the 878 did it as well.
Yeah, the record feature, well, you know, it's just, I don't know, I use it all the time. That's my R7 does it. So the days that I'm using these 7550s, I miss it.
Yeah, I definitely wish the 7550 had a record feature, too. In fact, I've got to either get the new head unit for my Kenwood or buy that entitlement so that the SD cards can record. Right now, I'm limited to, like, 30 seconds of audio or something like that.
Yeah, which surprisingly is a lot. I know on my Kenwood handheld, I don't have the SD card. But I'm able to still use it quite well. It's 30 seconds is quite a bit of conversation.
Yeah, it's perfect for like if you just missed something, but if you're coming back to your rig after an hour or two away, and it's been a busy day, you can't go through and see what you missed.
Yeah, for sure. I have the SD card in the truck, and so it's nice to be able to go down through the days there and look at them and go back to it.
Yeah, my favorite feature for that is if there's like a fire dispatch or something, you can go back and listen to it. That's super helpful.
Yep, for sure. It's, well, I know like here in the house, we've used it when that porcupine incident came up on the sheriff's frequency. It was a good day's laugh for it with it.
Oh, that one would have been worth putting on YouTube.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the cool thing is that it looks like that new D168 is going to be half the price of the 878, so that's definitely helpful. I appreciate you sending me down that rabbit hole a little bit. Looks like a good radio.
Yeah, I was looking at them. I'm kind of interested in them. I'm just waiting to see when they get in the hands of people and they're working through them, you know, what they find.
Yeah, and it's so nice to see people changing to that USB-C standard for programming cable and even charging. It just doesn't make sense to have all these proprietary cables when everybody could just have a USB-C cable.
Yeah, USB-C is definitely a game changer as far as all kinds of factors. But I know I purposely won't buy something if it doesn't have USB-C, and I never thought I would do that. I didn't care, but after you got to it, it just saves me a lot of time.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, man, I just wanted to chat with you about that radio. I heard 528 out there, Brian, he's still around.